This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is a feel-good Friday here on the Boomer and Geo program, brought to you by Surfside. Surfside iced tea and vodka, sunshine in a can, and they are delicious. All right, 802, Bill Ford, Tough Studio, C-Mac and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. We'll get back to the great Yankee win, the Met doubleheader loss, and all sorts of other things throughout the course of the next couple of hours. But we do have to spend a couple of minutes because I saw this yesterday, or last night, I guess, and was kind of blown away. I read it like four different times because I didn't understand what I was reading in terms of the volume. So, Al, do you have the numbers in front of you with the SNY Yes thing? So the two teams, the Mets and Yankees, played over the weekend. The game's on SNY. The game's broadcast on Yes. You would think. Now, forget about total number. You would think, though, 99% of Yankee fans are watching on Yes, and you would think 99% of Met fans are watching on SNY. That, however, is not the case. What did you find out when you read the article?
So it said, this is according to Sports Business Journal, that SNY had 70% more viewers than Yes. And in the key demos of adults 25-54, they had 154% more than Yes. And 18-34-year-olds, they had 166% more.
All right, so my question would be, how is that possible?
Yeah.
You're the Yankee fan. Now,
yes.
I watch both. When the Yankees are on, I watch the Yes broadcast. When the Mets are on, I'm watching the SNY broadcast. When they're both on, I'm in a Met household. My son watches every Met game. We're watching SNY. There's not even a question about it. But, like, I would say as an objective observer, the Yes broadcast is good. Like, I hear a lot of people complain about Michael Kay. I think Michael Kay is really good. Now, the one criticism I would have of Yes, and I don't know if this has anything to do with why the numbers are what they are, is you never know who's going to be in the booth with him, which to me is an issue, but not to that level.
100%.
You could turn it on, you could have, and I wrote them down, you could have David Cone, you could have John Flaherty, you could have Todd Frazier one day. I love Kay and Paul O'Neill. I think they're terrific together.
I think so too.
But he's not there every game either.
Nope.
You've got Joe Girardi sometimes. I think he did the series in Toronto. You've got, does Jack Curry do games sometimes too in the booth, or is he mostly pre and post?
Mostly. Occasionally, if it's like Bob Lorenz and him, if everybody's off sometimes, if Bob Lorenz doing play-by-play, I think maybe Curry's been in there once or twice. They also have Jeff Nelson.
Yeah, Jeff, I forgot about him.
Yeah, Nelson does games, and obviously, play-by-play, he did the post-game too on the radio.
You mean Ryan Rucco?
No, Ryan Rucco, I'm sorry. Ryan Rucco does games at play-by-play. So yeah, there's definitely more of a swing. And I do think that the Met fan has a deeper connection to their three guys in the booth than the Yankee fans have with the Yes broadcast. I don't think there's any doubt. I think the broadcast is better. I think the Met fan has a deeper connection to their guys being Ron, Gary, and Keith. And the Yankee fan, because of that, doesn't necessarily, I don't know if we as a Yankee fandom like have that same kind of connection to the broadcast. I really don't think we do.
But you,
but that does not explain why the numbers would be 2.5 times better.
I mean, it almost seems like everyone put SNY on.
Yeah,
when you hear numbers like he just read for that 25 to 54 demographic, that to me is insane. And and you're the Yankee fan, so I take it from your mouth, obviously. But I get the whole connection between between Gary, Keith, and Ron. I mean, Keith and Ron really represent the golden age of Mets baseball.
Sure.
I totally understand that. And if you even want to go the next step and say, we know Gary is a diehard Met fan and like Howie was at the games as a kid. I understand that too. But Michael Kay, before he got the Yes job, did the games on radio with John Sterling. Before he did that, he covered the team on the newspaper, you know, for the newspaper. Like he has been around the Yankees since 1994, 95.
Maybe even earlier than that.
Maybe. I mean, we're talking about 30 years.
Yeah.
He, to me, when I think of the Yankees now, obviously Sterling, but I think Michael Kay.
Yeah.
And I have for a long time. And then the connection part with the former players, I mean, you're again, it's a rotating group. I get it.
Yeah.
But you've got Cone, who is both, but, I mean, amazing things with the Yankees. O'Neill, part of that 90s, I mean, part of that group that won so much. Like, why wouldn't there be a connection with those guys?
Yeah, I don't know if it's not the same. I'm not saying there isn't a connection. I'm saying I think the Met fan feels a deeper one that to the broadcast. I just think they do. I just think that's how it's felt to me. And then as far as the broadcast goes, I would say I've always said this. I think the pre and post are far better on the Yes Network, and I think the broadcast itself is better on SNY. And it's not just the broadcasters necessarily. They also are very creative. You watch the dual screens, the fade-ins.
Yeah,
and
well, some
fade
of that
outs.
Stuff I don't like actually.
Okay, but I think it's more creative. It's a little bit different. And I would tell you that when the Yankees and Mets play, sometimes, as a Yankee fan, I even will put on the Mets for an extended time. Not the whole game, but for an extended time, I will watch SNY instead of the Yes
Broadcast. Interesting.
Just because they get a different feel.
And
it's
but
not
that's
even
different
so much
than watching
that I
the
dislike.
Game.
Yeah, well, no, but watching the game, I'll even put on the SNY broadcast because I don't get an opportunity to watch other broadcasts. Or, I mean, I guess I could, but for the most part, to have the same game, know Ron, Gary, and Keith as well as we know them as Yankee fans. And for me, it's just an opportunity to hear the broadcast and the game in a different tone, a different manner, and just to get an idea of what they're talking about. And I don't feel dirty about it, where I would suspect a lot of Met fans might feel dirty about it.
I feel
there is a deeper connection to those three, and I totally agree with you. I think Michael Kay does a fine job. I think him and Paul O'Neill together, they've got that kind of
quirky.
I think they're terrific. I think Cone is one of the better analysts out there. I think Joe Girardi does a really good job. I like everybody.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like I dislike the broadcast, and I do think the SNY is better, but I cannot explain.
And
I'm curious to see. I don't know if it would matter that it was at Citi Field. Is there any, like, what was the, for the Subway Series, does the holiday matter? Does the games being at Citi Field matter? I would be curious to hear what the three-game ratings were for the Subway Series at Yankee Stadium.
Here's a question.
Back in May.
Maybe Al's on the phone. Maybe he can answer this because I don't know if this is even a fair question. Is it possible that those numbers are skewed? Based on, so if you're going to stream the Yankees, it's very easy now with the Gotham app.
Correct.
If you're going to stream the Mets, it's not as easy. They don't have, you got to go to the MLB thing.
You got to
right?
go to the MLB app this year. They just had
so
the MLB
app. Possible that more Met fans really are only watching on cable.
Yeah.
Whereas the Yankee fans are kind of split
Definitely
cable
possible.
To just streaming. And I don't know if those numbers would be included in that.
I would think they would because I've seen this before in things. If you're streaming a channel that is a cable channel, it counts in the cable ratings.
So then that's out the window too then.
In fact, one of the things when I did this topic on the warm-up show that I heard a lot from people was that, in fact, the Gotham app is very glitchy and they're
still
having problems with SNY's being in...
Through MLB.
It's easier.
I had to watch it for a brief time when Cablevision or Optimum had a thing with MSG. So I had to watch the Gotham app to watch the Knick games. The Net games, or whichever one it was. I was watching basketball on it. Glitchy. Wasn't
interesting.
Great.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Something doesn't add up to me because I love the SNY product. I do. I think they're, like I said, my house is a Met house. We watch them almost every night. Mm-hmm. But boy, I watch the Yes broadcast too. I think it's good.
I agree.
I've never turned off a Yankee game.
No, absolutely not.
God, what a garbage broadcast that was.
Absolutely not.
And not to the degree, I don't think if I was a Yankee fan, I why would I turn on the other bra? I just wouldn't.
Yeah, I do a little bit, and I would just tell you, I think the three of them, that they're the standard, and I think they're viewed as the standard in Major League Baseball, as the best television broadcast.
And I think that's phenomenal.
In the country. And I don't think it explains this level. I can't understand it. I don't know why. Because I don't think the answer is there are more Met fans out there than Yankee fans. I do not think there are two times
the level of
key demographic Met fans than there are Yankee fans. I'm not sure what it was. I think the idea that for Met fans it would feel dirty to watch, and that's the other thing. You know, maybe there's just more vitriol from the Met fan that they would never turn on the YES broadcast, where the Yankee wouldn't feel as bad. Because I got to be honest with you, I'm telling you, those games, a lot of it was over the 4th of July, and I didn't watch them until later because I'm nuts and I can't do the pop in for 10 minutes and then go back out to the pool. That's not me. I got to watch it. But I would think, you know, just the idea of, oh yeah, no, put it on SNY. The game's on SNY too. Like, and Yankee fans, that wouldn't bother a Yankee fan or a Met fan would be like, hell no, we're not putting on the YES Network.
Let's take a couple calls on this. Nick in the Bronx, what's up, Nick?
Hey, how you doing, Jerry and C-Mac? I'm all right. To be honest with you, I can't stand Michael Kay. And when the Mets and Yankees are playing each other, I will watch the Met broadcast because those are actually better broadcasters. I like Paul O'Neill. I like Flaherty. I like David Cone, even Girardi. But Michael Kay, I cannot stand.
And I'll watch the games when...
I'm a diehard Yankee fan, born in the Bronx, live in the Bronx.
What is it? I don't want to get too personal, but like, what is it about him that you don't like?
I feel like Michael Kay is a big phony, and his home run calls are phony, and he's I just think he can't.
But everyone is though. I mean, Gary Cohen's out of here.
Correct. I'm saying after the home run call, you know, there's true emotion, and there's canned emotion, and there's always something with him that seems phony and seems off, and that's why I never listened to his show, because I couldn't stand him. He was phony.
Yeah, no, that's very interesting, Nick. I appreciate it.
I don't
see that.
I don't see that
hear
at all.
That?
No.
But I'm not a Yankee fan either, so I mean, who am I to speak of it? But the idea that the calls are what they are. I mean, the guy in Houston, see you later. I mean,
put it on the board.
Right.
Of course.
That's it for 100 years. Yeah. That's been it. I mean, you know, John Sterling's, you know, ball game over. Yankees with, you know, how about the
put it in the books?
That's another one. Or even the home run calls with John. You talk about, you know, canned or rehearsed. He's got something for everybody.
And we treasure
them.
Yeah. No, I never felt the idea that Michael Kay isn't giving, like, I don't know, for lack of a better term, like an honest broadcast.
I don't
get that at all. I do agree that I do feel SNY has a better broadcast, and I would think the percentage of Yankee fans willing to admit that far exceeds Met fans saying that the Yankee.
Well, you might be right about that,
but it still doesn't explain why they're watching it at that kind of clip.
Damian in St. James, what's up, Damian?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Good. How are you?
So yeah, I'm a Yankee fan, but I watch, I'd say 85% of the time, if both games are on at 7, I watch the SNY over. And I'll peek into the Yankee game. I can't stand the Yankee broadcast. I feel it's wooden, vanilla. And I'd like the directing of the SNY broadcast, too. Like, there's Instagram pages that are dedicated to this. Because the guy who directs the SNY broadcast, he does all those, like, box-in-box, picture-in-picture things based on, like, films. He's mimicking real films. There's Instagram page that shows the comparisons.
Damien, I get what you're saying, and Chris had the same take, and I understand all of that. I just couldn't imagine being a Yankee fan wanting to watch the other because of a box video.
No,
it's not just it's the whole product. I just enjoy watching the Met broadcast more. And if I'm putting a bowl game on for the night to like do stuff around the house or just relax, I'd rather hear Gary, Keith, and Ron and just envelop myself in their broadcast. If the Yankee game gets close or something happens, I'll jump in. But I always find myself watching the Mets.
All right, I appreciate you checking in
again. But this doesn't answer the question because, to be totally honest with you. I mean, I guess maybe it does, but like for that example, just the idea, I don't watch the YES broadcast. I mean, the YES numbers, I believe,
are pretty good.
Are good.
Yes.
So it's not like no one's watching the YES broadcast. It's not like Yankee fans are boycotting the YES network or, you know, unhappy with Michael Kay to the extent where the numbers are down. For whatever reason, this series, again with right, on the 4th of July.
Speaking
no,
of,
I know what I'm saying. Like, but that my point is, I don't think it's that Yankee fans, however many calls we get on the subject, I don't think Yankee fans despise Michael Kay or despise the broadcast. But I it's hard to explain, but I think, because I do agree with his assessment, like, they do creative things. I watched the Yes game, I'm like, that's it. I watched the Met game, and I'm like, that's...
I get that.
And he's mimicking movies. He's right. There's like a whole thread of like the shot-for-shot stuff that he does where he takes it from film.
And
it's interesting.
I take none of that for granted. And I, like I said, I think the SNY telecast is phenomenal.
It's very good.
But I just couldn't imagine changing the other... I don't know.
It is hard to explain.
Anthony in Brooklyn. What's up, Ant?
Michael Kay is just a hater.
But when he's doing the game?
Hear me out.
Yeah.
When I watch the Met game, right, if the Mets are playing bad, Gary, Keith, and Ron give it to the Mets players, and they'll give credit when it's due to the other team. And then you have, when I listen to the Yankee broadcast, it's the other team's just not, the Yankees just are beating themselves. They never get beat. From Michael Kay's perspective, they always beat themselves, and it's always, you know, the Yankees that didn't show up, not the other team that played great and put up six runs or something like that. It was the Yankees that beat themselves that got shut out.
I think most fans want to hear him
be critical about your team. Nobody wants to hear, well, you know, I think
they are critical.
Though. Yeah, absolutely. That's what he's saying. He's saying they blame the Yankees when they're losing instead of saying, well, the other team played well.
Right, but his first point was that it was the same point.
It was counterproductive what he just said. Counterpoints. I don't know. Yeah, I never got that feel. Now, I will say, and I've said this for a long time, my favorite thing about Keith in particular is Keith can't suffer bad play.
And right.
Like, if the other team makes an error, he doesn't have the tone of the Mets caught a break. He always has the tone of, oh my God, how could you do that?
Yeah.
How could you not swing at that pitch? How could you blow that play? Like, he very much gives the perspective of a baseball fan first sometimes,
right,
where he'll be critical of the other team a little bit more than I notice other broadcasters doing, because I think he puts himself into that situation.
Oh, for sure.
As a former player. But the idea that the Yankee broadcast isn't either critical or doesn't talk to just the idea of baseball being baseball and that there's two teams on the field, it's ridiculous. Like, we're just taking calls about people's personal opinions on stuff that don't even make a lot of sense and don't really explain what the hell happened on 4th of July weekend.
No, but I think you're getting a sense of maybe why people are turning it off and going to the other one, but I don't agree with what I've heard so far, but it's also their opinion, so what can I say? I'll take a couple more before the break. Bill in Corning, what's up, Bill?
Hey. Good morning.
Hey, what's
good?
Good morning.
So, I cut cable.
Right.
And I have a hard time without paying an extra $150-$200 a year watching Yankee games.
But all right, that's fine.
Hold
on 1 second. That's fine. But then how would that explain Yankee fans watching the Subway Series on SNY rather than Yes?
So, I do have Hulu. The basic package of Hulu, they have SNY on that. Mm. The only time I get to watch a Yankee game is when they're playing the Mets, when it's on Amazon, and when it's on Major League Baseball Network, it gets blacked out
right.
Because, you know, I'm in New York.
Right.
So
the only way I can watch
Yankee games is through SNY.
So are we saying that the Yes broadcast is so difficult to get that the SNY benefited from all of these Yankee fans who can't watch the Yes Network?
Well, I mean, what he's saying in his situation is he has Hulu and he does not get Yes, and he won't pay for the higher tier. SNY comes with the Hulu package.
Is that 70%?
I don't know.
Like, that's what, like, the number, no matter what we, like, there is nothing that explains that.
We're getting everybody's personal opinion or issue.
Well, I understand, and I get that, but, like, how many cord cutters who have Hulu who want to watch Yankee games and have to wait for the six they play the Mets? It's hard to fathom.
Maybe he's listening to games.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, too.
And he's watching every Wednesday on Amazon.
Maybe the Yankees are on the greatest radio station in the history of mankind.
Well,
and maybe that's
true.
Why the television numbers are down.
Here's one more, because this is interesting to me, because I don't feel this way either, but again, I might be wrong. Kathy in Florida. What's up, Kat?
Hey, good morning, guys. Really enjoying the show this morning.
Thank you.
My opinion, I'll talk about what happened this past weekend, but off the top, I do not enjoy listening to Michael Kay. I particularly don't enjoy listening to Michael Kay with Paul O'Neill, wow, because they have this bromance going between the two of them, and they make the audience feel excluded, like we're on the outside. We're not part of it. The one thing I really like about SNY, those guys really draw people in. They make you feel like you're part of it. They're very they have a lot of spontaneity with themselves. But that broadcast with Yes, it's not fun. You're not part of the whole thing. And the reason why I think this weekend, it was a 4th of July weekend. Everybody wants to watch baseball on the 4th of July. And I personally went over to SNY because I'm like, well, I get to watch those guys with my team. You know what I'm saying? Is I like to listen to the three guys on SNY because they're just fun. No, they're a fun group.
They are
and
fun.
Then I got the chance this past weekend with the Yankees. So I'm like, of course, I'm going to leave. Yes, absolutely. And go over to there. Why not?
Well, that's not...
I'm still going to be able to watch my team.
And that's fine. And Kathy, if these numbers are real, then you're part of a lot of people.
I'm starting to get my Yankee fandom up here a little bit. Like, the idea that the Yankee broadcast is unwelcoming.
That is not.
And unfun. And watching Yankee games aren't fun, so I got to go to the Met broadcast. I think they do a hell of a job.
They do. And Paul O'Neill is funny.
Paul O'Neill is very funny. Listening to them, what was it, yesterday, he couldn't figure out Alex Rodriguez was the guy who hit 3,000 hits, and they're messing with each other. I think it's really fun. The idea that broadcast isn't fun is ridiculous. I happen to agree with one sentiment, right? I have no, pure allegiance where I have to watch Yes, otherwise, I don't feel like a Yankee fan. And I think they're very good at SNY, and I, for me personally, take the advantage on occasion to watch a Yankee game with other broadcasters just to get a sense of how other teams or other broadcasters talk about Yankee players, just to get a feel for it. But the idea that the Yankee broadcast sucks and that Michael Kay is on and Paul O'Neill is unwelcoming?
I thought the opposite, to be quite
honest. Absolutely. Paul O'Neill is extremely welcoming. That broadcast is a lot of fun with the two of them. And then when Cone joins in,
Cone's a goofball.
They're goofballs. They're goofballs, and Cone also gives you the analytics stuff. I think it's a really good dynamic. I mean, I could tell you the Mets broadcast is better, and I think that's an honest assessment. But the idea that the Yankee broadcast is so awful, it's driving Yankee fans to SNY, I can't imagine that.
Well, I will tell you something's up because lines are not stopping right now.
No, I know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 8:30, Bill Fortov studio, the Boomer and Geo program. C-Mac and Jerry in for the guys who will come back. And by the way, real quick, before we get to Peter, props to your guy, Anthony Gallo.
Yeah.
Who made sure that he said he was in for C-Mac almost at nauseam.
I know.
To I got to be honest, at some point I thought he was trolling you.
I think he is. Yeah, there's no doubt. I think he was hurt. I think he told me that he's done it before, and the idea that I just said, you know, universally that nobody does it.
He has done it.
So he says he has done it, yeah. So he...
I can't stop thinking about C-Mac. Cause I'm feeling it for C-Mac.
I can't sing as well as it. But
nicely done.
It's about time someone did it.
Nobody ever does it.
Well, he did all night
long. I was on my ride in. I heard him do it about 16 times in the 4 o'clock hour. So, yeah, laying it on a bit thick.
A little thick.
I knew I was going to get that when I brought it up.
But I would say that's a sign of respect.
That's a sign of respect. And I respect Anthony Gallo and his deep voice.
Where do you stand on this SNY thing? I know you did it with Al, but I didn't, quite frankly, Al dominated you. So
yeah, no, he was just going off.
Well, the numbers are against us, Jerry.
That's right. I like the SNY broadcast better. I do. So in our house, because my wife and my kids are all Met fans. We're fair. So when the Yankees are home, we'll watch the Yankee broadcast. When the Mets are home, we watch the Mets broadcast.
But that disqualifies
I prefer the SNY broadcast. I do.
Okay.
I think overall it's a better broadcast.
And I think that's okay to say. I feel like Met fans wouldn't acknowledge that, and not that they have to, because I think we all agree that the SNY broadcast is good. But I'm just saying, like, that, I feel like Yankee fans are comfortable saying that. I'm comfortable saying that.
Which is fine.
I like the Yes Network. I think it's nonsense that it's a terrible broadcast. I just happen to think Ron, Keith, and Gary are as good as it gets.
All right, let me ask you this then. Forget your family, take them out of the picture. They're on vacation. Your wife, she's had enough of you. Staying in Bermuda for the weekend. You're home alone, Subway Series. What are you watching?
I'm probably watching both. Maybe I'm flipping back and forth.
Okay. That's a good answer. Yeah, I mean,
I'm probably flipping back and forth. I think overall, and I'm not saying that Yes Network is like you're watching, you know, an internet stream of a show in your basement. I'm not saying it's like that. I just think the SNY total production is better.
I'm blown away by this. I really am, because I've always thought they were certainly thought SNY is the best, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I did not think it was difference.
Yeah, and I think the Yes broadcast is better than almost any other. I think we have two really good broadcasts.
But I will always watch, as a Yankee fan, I will always watch the Yankee pre and post, because I'd rather have the Yankees
perspective. I think it's better. And I think Jack Curry is better than anyone at SNY. I think the pre and post for Yes Network is better.
All right, Peter, take it away. What do you got?
I'm just filling in for Jerry.
There you go. Thank you very much.
This report is brought to you by Sansone Auto Mall, Woodbridge, New Jersey. What a comeback for the Yankees. Last night, they trailed the Mariners 5-0 going to the bottom of the eighth, and they were being no-hit by Mariners starter Brian Wu. Jazz Chisholm breaks up the no-no with a leadoff single. Austin Wells gets the Yankees on the board with a sacrifice fly. Giancarlo Stanton, first time in his career, a pinch hit home run, a two-run shot to make it 5-3. In the ninth, the Yankees were down to their last strike on several occasions. Austin Wells facing Mariners closer Andrés Muñoz.
The 3-2. Wells lines it. Base hit in right field. He did it. Grisham home. Here comes Bellinger. The throw comes in a second. What a comeback for the New York Yankees. They were getting no hit. They were down 5-0 in the eighth inning.
And they come back. Emmanuel Barbari filling in for Dave Sims here on The Fan. And then in the 10th, Aaron Judge with a sacrifice fly to bring in Anthony Volpe. Great slide, game-winning run. And the Yankees finish off the sweep with their fourth straight win. They win it 6-5 last night. First time the Yankees have won this season when trailing through eight. They were 0-35. Aaron Judge says the Yankees are resilient.
We couldn't get much going against Wu, but this team has a lot of fighting. You know, we're fighting all the way to the end. You know, we had a great ninth inning there to tie it up. You know, everybody contributed. Everybody did their thing. And then to win it like that, I'm glad Volpe's fast. That was impressive.
How about Volpe? Did he talk? I hope so.
I did not see anything from Volpe anywhere. I have been looking since I got here this morning.
You would have to think.
I can't find anything from Volpe.
Crushed. And he has the slide of the season, and they didn't talk to him? Man.
If they did, maybe it was just writers because there's nothing.
I feel like I watched the whole post game. I didn't see him on. Yes.
Yeah, interesting. I would have thought he would have been one of the guests on one of the post game shows.
Yeah.
Clearly, Judge was on. Yes. I would think Volpe would have been on our air then, but maybe not.
Nope. Didn't see it. Didn't see it anywhere. So he had that great slide. Austin Wells, very impressed with Volpe's slide.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was sick. Totally went around him, got his hand in there. That was a great slide. I don't need to watch it, but it was sick.
Sick.
Yes.
I didn't even watch it, but it was sick. Trust me.
It was sick. It was sick.
I was told it was sick. I didn't watch it, but
he
very
probably
sick.
Saw it right in front of his eyes, but then he didn't see the replay. Yeah. But it was sick, as the kids say. Yeah. Cody Bellinger extends his hitting streak to 15 games, second one of the season. Now the Yankees open up a series with the Cubs tonight at Yankee Stadium. Chaz Chisholm named to participate in the home run derby at the All-Star game. A rough day and tonight for the Mets. They're swept in a doubleheader by the Orioles, 3-1 and 7-3 in the opener. The Mets led 1-0 going to the eighth, but the Orioles would score three runs. And then came game two.
The 1-2 hit hard. Glove stop by Lindor. Turns, fires to the plate. Runner coming. The slide safe. Head first slide by Alex Jackson, and it's 6-3 Baltimore.
Keith Radd, Odyssey Mets Radio. Back to the opener. The Mets starter, David Peterson, allowed a run in five hits while striking out six over seven innings, but he gets a no decision on the same day he was named to the National League All-Star team. Here's Peterson on coming out of the game in the eighth inning.
I mean, I figured because he was a lefty and they had some righties coming up, but, I felt like I was in a good spot pitch-wise. I felt great physically and, kind of just shot the ball the other way. And so I figured maybe give me a chance or come talk to me, see if we can get a double play, but... he made it clear that he was going to be aggressive, and so I wasn't really surprised.
Don't like it. Don't like it. And he is Mendoza. This one I don't like at all. Evans, I'm sure you've seen. Evans been doing these Rico Bronias from across the pond.
From Paris.
Yes. Yeah. Do you have anything on this for him? No. All right. Okay.
Have you been doing it on the updates?
Yes, every day. Okay. We've had the Evan update. I probably should have given you a heads up.
Okay. Well, I'll go look for it. I'll do it for the next hour.
Do you guys have something?
Jerry, the one you're looking for.
So this is on.
I'm off the hook.
This was Steve Cohen calling the Nimmo, Alonso, Soto, and Lindor the Fab Four,
right.
Which is clearly a take on the Beatles. But Evan apparently had a different take.
And when you think about the way they came back, the fight that they showed, the offensive explosion from the top guys, Steve Cohen now calling them the Fab Four. I think we need to retire that name. If you're going to call them anything, call them like the Flushing Four. I wouldn't be ripping off, a college basketball team from 30 years ago. So that's just me. Not that I want to waste that much time on it.
He can't be serious.
Oh, my God.
He can't be serious.
What an idiot. I swear.
We're talking Juwan Howard and Chris Webber. We're not talking about
it's a reference.
John, Paul, Ringo, and George.
From Michigan. Oh, my God. He knows nothing but sports,
that
man.
That can't be.
He knows nothing
I think
but sports.
Now I use the word troll. He's trolling us now.
No. He has no idea.
I don't think so.
He has no idea the Beatles are called the Fab Four.
This is a man who's doing the Rico from foreign capitals.
Yeah, could he enjoy his vacation?
And you could see it on his face.
Yeah. He could be doing it from Liverpool. He would have no idea who the Beatles are. Like,
come
it's
on.
Just, he's, I'm telling you, there's something, he doesn't, things go... He movies, music, like all of it. It's his food, all of it. All of it is somewhere deep down inside him. And
but
the sports
know
are at
the
forefront.
Fab Four.
No, he thinks it's a reference to the Michigan
because it's another sports thing.
I know it is. Now, but that's the Fab Five, not four.
Of course, but if Cohen had said the Mount Rushmore, of course it's president.
He could tell you where they grew up. Who their third grade teacher was? He's nuts about
until I hear from Evan. I will not believe that he didn't do that on purpose.
No, I
but why
promise
can't he just
he
enjoy his vacation? Why does he have to do the podcast while he's on vacation?
Well, I would say that podcast and YouTube, those YouTube numbers are pretty good.
Okay,
so I understand trying to keep it going. He's got a wife who has no issue with it at all.
Okay,
so if that's the case, would I do it? No, but I do applaud his effort.
Yeah, I think it's cool, and he's doing it from all these different places around the world. I think it's cool, but he's gotta know certain things. And I know I'm a Beatle nut and everything, and it bothers me when people don't know this stuff. But like the idea that he doesn't get that reference drives me up a wall. Like, and by the way, what's today?
July 11th.
Happy birthday to Evan Roberts.
Oh, is that true?
Yes, today's his birthday. 7-11. I think he's my age, so I think he just turned 42 today.
42, and he's been here for 38 years. That is amazing. Yep. He really has, man. Evan's been here for what, 20?
Yeah.
He was, what, 16? Not 16. He was 16 at MLB Radio, I think, or 17. Yeah. So he's been here since he's like 18 years old. So he's been here 24 years probably.
Yeah.
40-year-old virgin.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get him a Beatles box set or something for his birthday. Unlike the last gift I got him, which I thought was tremendous.
Which was?
And a couple years ago, I bought him, because he likes to score the games, yeah, I bought him a pen made from the bench at Shea Stadium.
That's a very good
gift. That's a great gift.
It was on Etsy. It's made from the original bench.
I think it's a great
inside
gift.
The dugout.
Was that not received well?
No. Oh, great, yeah. Within 2 weeks, has no idea where it is.
Oh, that's
2 weeks, and I see him writing with another pen. I'm like, "Where's the, you know, it's smudged when I wrote a little bit, and I can't find it." I'm like, "Wow, man, I went out of my way to get you something really personal and thoughtful, and then he's just writing with a pen."
I actually think that's a great gift.
Yeah, he scores the books. I thought it was a pen from the.
What did Craig get you? He got you something really cool.
He got me a Beatles thing. He got me a signed sheet of music from "All My Lovin'." So it's a Beatles song, "All My Lovin'," and it's
pretty cool.
It's a reprint. I don't want people to think.
Yeah, I was gonna say, wasn't it fake?
When I first showed the picture, it's a sheet of music from that song from "All My Lovin'," and it's got all four Beatles signatures on it,
which look like Sonny Carton's handwriting.
No. And it's framed and it's beautiful. But I got a bunch of people. I remember Zach Gelb walked up to me. He goes, "I looked on the internet." He's like, "That's about $8,000-$9,000. And I'm like, "Yeah, I don't think, I think it's a reprint."
But even the reprint, that's a very, kind of like what you get. It's a very cool.
It's hanging up right by my front door. And as soon as you walk in my house, one of the first things you see, I have it prominently. It's lovely. I think it's great. But people like keep coming up to me and like, "It's a great gift and all."
It is a great gift.
Would you think, it's a lot of money. And I'm like, "Yeah, I think it's just a reprint. It probably cost them about $200. It's great.
So what?
It's
great.
No, I'm not knocking it at all.
Did you ever hear the Boomer one with Bob Dwyer?
No.
Bob Dwyer gave Boomer a sweatshirt for Christmas one year.
Yeah.
About 4 years later, Boomer gave it to Bob as a gift.
No, it was a neck pillow.
Oh, is that what it was?
For his flight, you know, for all Boomers.
He gave it to him, and then 4 years later, returned.
Gifted it to the same person. And I don't think did it on purpose. Just, this looks like a good gift.
No, what happened was Bob got him the neck pillow for his flight. When Boomer one day was just cleaning up and was throwing things out, he goes, "Here, Bobby, take this." Yeah.
And the first year I worked with him, he started in November. So it was only like a month and a half. Christmas, right. He gave us all Craig gave us all air fryers. Mm. And he's like, "Come to the car." He's like, I'll give you the air." He opens up the trunk. There's like six air fryers in there. I'm like, "Sure, I'll take an air fryer." But very then, a couple years later, he gave me the Beatle thing, which is great, and I have it hanging in my house. Thank you, Craig.
I saw a nice a Beatles concert poster in a store the other day from Shea Stadium, and it has a replica ticket from the Shea Stadium concert. It was like $5 for a box seat.
Oh, yeah, Beatles back concert. Then, yeah.
Maybe that wasn't so expensive then.
Well, no, he's saying the tickets back then.
The tickets.
I thought it was on sale for $5.
Had it emblazoned,
well, yeah, it was also 25 cents to go to a Yankee game.
I understand. I'm just saying, it's shocking when you see it's like $5 or whatever it was for a box seat. And now what does it cost? You know, what would that Beatles ticket cost now? If they
to see the Beatles?
To see the Beatles.
Paul McCartney's probably a couple $100 just to see him alone.
So. All right, we got to go. We will see you next hour.
You got it.
All right, Peter, thank you very much. Coming up on 8:45, when we come back, we'll take a couple more of these calls on the SNY Yes thing. A couple of things I think are starting to make sense, but who knows? Maybe not much. And then we'll reset at the top. It's C-Mac and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on The Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Whatever happened to Bob Dwyer?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spin Ball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 10 in front of 9. A couple more calls on this, and then we're going to move on. We'll kind of reset, talk about that really great Yankee win from last night over the Mariners, and a couple minutes on the Mets, too. I also had something musically I wanted to ask the three of yous, which we may or may not get to this morning. I'm not sure. We shall see. But just two more calls on this. Tom in Livingston. What's up, Tom? How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Okay. In April, right before the season started, the baseball season started, DirecTV turned off, yes, on us. Okay? They said, if you want it, you have to pay another $15 a month. And we're like, for what? You know? So we decided this is what we're going to do. We're going to get DirecTV Stream.
That's what I have.
And it turns out, yeah, you can't get the yes on DirecTV Stream. You can only get SNY.
Oh, you mean
so
back
sure,
then?
I'm going to watch some baseball on SNY because Tom, I want to see some baseball.
Tom, hold on. You're talking about when the season began? Yes, wasn't on DirecTV Stream? Because I have it. It's on every night.
On DirecTV Stream?
Yeah.
Yes. It ain't on my thing. I've been trying
strange.
For years to get it on.
Yeah, no, I have. I specifically got DirecTV Stream a couple years ago because it, you know, Al and I talk on the podcast about the accessibility of all the regional sports networks and who has what, who doesn't have this. And that was the one that had everything. I've never had an issue getting Yes Network on DirecTV Stream.
For some reason in New Jersey, I don't know why, but I can't get it. I can't get
Yes.
That's
weird.
Yes Network is available on DirecTV Stream within its local coverage area, which includes parts of Connecticut, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, as determined by zip code.
And you're in Livingston. That shouldn't be an issue. That's weird.
I should get it.
Yes. Yeah. You should need to call them because that makes no sense.
I can't get it. Well, anyway, all right. That's one thing. But the other thing is that they, broadcasters, they're not dead. There's nothing wrong with Michael Kay. It's just that when the team doesn't play well, I mean, who the hell wants to hear anybody talk?
That's something we haven't brought up yet, and I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
The Mets were coming off a series win, not playing as well, but coming off at least a series win. The Yankees just got their ass kicked in Toronto.
Was it a 6-game losing streak into the Mets series?
No, 4-game losing streak. They
it was
won,
four. Turned out to be.
It,
I
it
they
ended
lost.
Up being six after the two first okay. games against the Mets. They won this. They won the Friday Sunday against the A's. They lost the middle game, but they won Sunday against the A's.
Four straight against the
then
Blue
they
Jays.
Lost four right. straight against the Blue Jays. Then they went into the Mets. Is it possible on a holiday weekend Yankee fans are like, I can't take
just didn't watch.
Yeah.
Is it possible?
Is it possible that those four games and getting their ass kicked by Toronto, and remember, they went into the series in first place, came out of the series in second place, got beat every which way, watched, you know, Corey Springer and just absolutely destroy them, and then lose first place, get beat every which way, score a million runs, still lose. You know, and lose first place ugly fashion, and then head into a Met weekend where people are just like, I don't want to see them get their ass kicked by the Mets, too.
I think what you just said, and trust me, we haven't solved anything, but if I was going to give an opinion on this after reading, listening, and now hearing from the callers,
I think you've got a combination of the Yankee fan ticked off and checked out on a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Taking on them, probably didn't want to see them play the Mets with the way they were playing. Yeah. Possibility. Number two, apparently there are some streaming issues in terms of where you get Yes Network and where you don't.
Right.
As opposed to maybe SNY. And three, a lot of people are telling me the Gotham app is a little difficult to watch, whereas if you're a streamer, SNY aligned with Major League Baseball, it's a much cleaner feed.
Right.
And some people don't like the broadcast, but and I do think the basically carousel of analysts is an issue for some fans as
Absolutely.
Well. But I think it's all of that more so than we don't like this guy.
I agree. I find it hard to believe it's just that any opportunity to not watch the Yes Network, I'm going to jump all over it. I just don't think that's it. But
one more to close it out. Joel in Florida. What's up, Joel?
Good morning, guys. Hey. I have a little bit of a different perspective from somebody that's a hardcore Yankee fan and in the AV business.
Okay.
I believe if you, and this would confirm that I'm right, if you look at the total numbers, I believe you'll find that a lot more people watch these games this weekend than normally watch either Mets or Yankee games on average, you know, being a holiday weekend and the Yankees and Mets playing each other. And I believe that these ratings were determined by the casual fans, not us hardcore fans. And I believe that many, many casual fans that wouldn't dare pay for anything extra for these games or anything like that, they just have much easier access to SNY to turn the game on. I mean, these streaming services, the two most popular streaming services are Google TV and Hulu, and neither one of them have the Yes Network. And especially if you go into the demographic of the younger people, and none of them have cable or satellite, so there's no way that they have access to either one. So it's being determined by the casual streamers that can't get Yes Network. I believe that's the difference.
I think you're probably onto something, yeah. And you are right with the younger viewers, though we were talking more demographic 25 to 54 or whatever. But I do think a lot of what you said kind of is what we were just discussing.
Yeah. No, I mean, and it makes sense, too. The casual fan who's not diehard either way goes to a 4th of July party or goes to whatever, and like, let's put the game on, and it's either easier to access to SNY or SNY is the home team for that day. I don't know. Maybe that explains some of it. Yeah.
I suppose. But I do think, you know, things like Hulu not having Yes Network,
sure.
I'm not saying that represents a million people, but there's a lot of people that do have Hulu as their TV service. And if you don't have Yes Network, but you have SNY, you want to see your game.
Right.
Like that one caller said, he watches only games when they play the Mets or when the Yankees are on Amazon because he doesn't get it.
And again, the Gotham app, if that's how you watch your Yankees, but you also have Hulu and you know that
why would you watch
one app is better than the other, I'm just going to watch whichever one I know is more confident in. I'm confident in. So maybe that'll explain it. Everything we said makes sense. Everything we said points to why there would be an advantage. None of it explains to me why the advantage
I agree
is
with that.
So great.
It is a big number.
It's a huge
I'm not
number.
An animal.
I do agree with that, too. All right, when we come back, we'll reset the program. We'll actually talk about baseball again with that wild win the Yankees had last night over the Mariners. At some point, I would like to get to someone tied to Al did something very interesting on TV. It's a very strange way that I'm posing that, but we'll get to it before 10 o'clock, I promise. C-Mac and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.